compare this first approximation, where we only take the PZ orbitals, to the more advanced approximation. So here, this are our drawings of the molecular orbitals where we only look at the PZ. This one at the bottom, the benzene is something like this, and the PZ orbitals are sticking out of the plane, and like this one. And the PZ orbital has a plus side and a minus side. One side has got a positive number, the other side has got a negative number, and that's the red and the blue. So this is the one with 1, 1, 1, 1, where they're all in the same direction, and they all, so all the red side is up and all the blue side is down. And the one with plus 1, minus 1, plus 1, minus 1 is the one at the top, where you can see that for half of them, the blue is sticking up and the red is sticking down, and for the other half, the red is sticking up and the blue is sticking down. And then if you take the other combinations of the molecular orbitals, they look like this. These four in the middle, they're filled up to here, and then above are the empty molecular orbitals. So if we then go and calculate the energy of the corresponding to these molecular orbitals, and we do a spectroscopy experiment with benzene, which means we take some gas of benzene, we shine light on it, we look for which wavelengths of light are going to be absorbed. The first wavelength of light that's going to be absorbed takes an electron from the occupied orbital, the highest occupied orbital, into the lowest unoccupied orbital. That's the lowest energy that you could absorb electronically in an experiment like this. You can also take an electron from here and put it up into a higher energy state, or from down here and put it into a higher energy state. So you will see a number of sharp lines where you see absorption of light as it moves through the gas. And these lines can be calculated by looking at the molecular orbitals. Okay, so these are the molecular orbitals as they look like when you guess that the molecular orbitals only depend on the PZ, the six PZ molecular orbitals. And when you do a more sophisticated calculation, what happens is that this one looks like that one more or less, and the one at the top looks something like, not really, like the one over there. And these four, you can identify these two are these two, and those two are those two. But somehow, these have snuck in here. And what's happened is that when you take the other orbitals, the 2s, the 2px, the 2py, and you keep all the orbitals, that there is another set of molecular orbitals that comes in between here. So by restricting our initial guess to only the pz orbitals, we missed these orbitals here. Although most people consider the highest occupied molecular orbital and the lowest unoccupied molecular orbital as the most important, because they are the ones that are typically involved in any kind of chemical reactivity. They're the ones that we're most concerned about for chemical reactions. And we got those pretty much right with this simple guess. But if you include more molecular orbitals, you get a more detailed picture of what's going on. And here in this space, you see that there is some other molecular orbitals.